أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Indeed, we see the turning of your face towards the heaven, and we will indeed turn you towards the Qibla, the direction that will please you, and turn your face to the direction of the Masjidul Haram, and wherever you be, then turn your faces in that direction. And the people of the book know well that this is the truth from their Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of what they do. And even if you were to present every proof to the people of the book, they will not follow your direction, nor are you going to follow their direction, and nor are they going to follow the direction of each other. And if you were to follow their vain desires after knowledge has reached you, then definitely you are going to be in the wrong. The people of the book know well, people of the book, they know him as they know their own children. And some of them conceal the truth when they know it. This is the truth from your Rabb, so don't be amongst those that are in doubt. This was the greatest blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that He's made this ummah, ummatan wasatan, the most balanced of ummahs in every respect, in their ways, their teachings, the moderation in their lives, striking a balance between deen and dunya. In every aspect, then they are a balanced ummah. Not like the previous nations. If they went into worship, they went into monasticism and cut themselves off from the world and every type of comfort and luxury. And then there was the other extreme, who felt that religion was absolutely nothing, and they dived and drowned into the world and the material so deep that as though there isn't a thing like religion at all. So then this is that ummah that strikes the balance. They do their dunya activities, their worldly things, but they aren't unmindful of Allah Ta'ala at any time. In the midst of their business, they are conscious of Allah Ta'ala. They know what is halal and haram. They know their limits. Even in the midst of their comforts and their luxury, they don't forget Allah Ta'ala. Then you have people that felt that no living thing must be killed, even a mosquito or a fly mustn't be killed. But then you find the dichotomy in them, complete opposite in them. They are prepared to kill the woman, what they call as sati, when their husband has died. Then to kill that person or to kill the woman is an easy thing, it's a normal thing, in fact, it's an accepted norm. So, a total diversity. On the one side, you can't kill a mosquito, And on the other end, you kill your own woman. Then you get those people that kill their own children. So Islam was a path that was of total moderation. Labak says that don't worry about your children, what is going to happen to them, and how are they going to fend for themselves, because Allah Ta'ala provides for you and for them. So they have come in like you have come in, and Allah Ta'ala has arranged for them like He has arranged for you. So don't be overwhelmed with the concern of what's going to happen to your offspring. So there's total moderation in the way. But this moderation, as explained earlier on, comes with balance, with justice, and with everything being in proportion, being in its proper place. If it's moved out of its proper place and not in proportion, then it loses its glitter, it loses its attraction, it loses its beauty. Then man has two dimensions, the outer and the inner, and you need to have a balance in both for him to be perfect, for him to be most balanced. Otherwise, if only the outer is working well, but the inner is not working well, then you will not say that it's a beautiful, attractive, good person. Like the West has done, that يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They have done everything for the betterment and the improvement of the apparent. Anything that is apparent, whether it's health, whether it is wealth, whether it is security, everything for the apparent they have done, beautified it, made it attractive and easy, good-looking and appealing. But as far as the inner self, they have totally lost it, they have totally forgotten it, as though the inner self doesn't exist. So anything for that matter, it has to be good from the outside and from the inner. So if the outer has been done well and the inner has been neglected, then too it is not an acceptable thing, not an acceptable commodity. Look at a fruit. From the outside it's appealing, attractive, got the color and the glitter, but it's rotten from within. Nobody is prepared to pay a price for it, for it's lost its substance, the very substance. The beauty will only come in when the outer is good as well as the inner is good. Otherwise it will be a stench, it will be a filth, it will be thrown away. So the same with mankind. If only the outside is done and the inner is left and neglected, then there will be a rot, and man will go towards decadence and his own decline. Nobody will want to fetch him. Nobody will want to purchase him. Nobody will want to buy into his ways, habits, and character. That's why the poet says, "Admiyat lahmo chashmo post nest, admiyat juz ridaya dost nest." That man, the beauty and the attraction of man, is not just the skin, the color, the complexion, the height and the beauty. Rather, what is the meaning of humanity? Man is that person who is loyal to his creator at any given time. At any given time, he's showing loyalty. He's showing commitment and allegiance to his creator. Now this is man. So this is the person that is liked. This is the person that is good from outside and from within. This is the person that is the person of balance and a person that is well proportioned. So therefore, he will be the best. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala has chosen this ummah to be the best, that they are well balanced and proportioned all around. And then for them, He has appointed the best direction, that is the Qibla, the Kaaba Sharif. He has appointed for the best ummah, the best direction. The Hadith says, the people of the book, they are jealous and envious over you for these reasons, for these three reasons. That one is, Allah Ta'ala has chosen Friday for you, and Friday was the day that was chosen by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But the people of the book, because of their own deviation, one has gone to Sunday and the other moved on to Saturday. Whereas the day that was chosen in the week for the worship and special attention to Allah Ta'ala was Friday. Similarly, the best direction was the Qibla. They all know about it. This is the structure of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who they hold in respect and honor. They know that it was he who was the founder of this place, and this was the best. But they also had been deprived of this Kaaba. Someone went to Baytul Muqaddas, and the other moved to the east. So again, you have been chosen for the best direction. Then you have been honored in other ways as well. In the prayer, you say Ameen after Walad Dhalin. They know this is the best thing, but they have been deprived. They have been kept away from this blessing of Allah Ta'ala again. Rasulullah Prophet turned towards the Baytul Muqaddas for approximately 17 months, and this was perhaps to impress upon people and mankind that our the theme of our religion is not just tradition. It is not just our emotions and traditions, rather it is fulfilling and accomplishing the word and the command of Allah Ta'ala. When he had commanded that you face towards the Baytul Muqaddas, we face towards the Baytul Muqaddas. When he commanded again that face towards the Baytullah, then without any hesitation, without any reservation, without any questioning, we turn towards the Baytullah. Now beautifully Allah Ta'ala says it, first Rasulullah had been pleading to Allah Ta'ala that this must become the direction in prayer. And then Allah Ta'ala promises that he has answered your prayer, and then he commands that face in this direction, and then you may be sometimes near at the precincts of the Baytullah that you can see the Baytullah and face towards the Baytullah itself. But sometimes you'll be away from the Baytullah, you'll be at a distant land where the Baytullah is not in sight. Then we don't want to make things difficult for you, then your Qibla and your direction will be the direction of the Baytullah, not the Baytullah itself, but the direction will suffice. If you are, for example, situated in the east, then your Qibla will be the west. If you are situated in the west, obviously then your Qibla and your direction of prayer will be the east. So a further ease and a concession that was made, that the direction will substitute for the Baytullah itself. The people of the book know very well, within their hearts they know that this is the truth. But they will not, that selfish attitude has overwhelmed them. As a result, they don't want to move away from the selfish attitude. They want that what they desire and what they feel and what is tradition in them, that must be their direction. And they don't want to accomplish and complete the command of Allah Ta'ala. So don't be concerned about them, because if you're going to be presenting every proof before them, they aren't going to follow your Qibla. And when your theme is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, how are you going to ever follow them? How are you going to follow their direction when your theme is the command of Allah Ta'ala and their theme is their desire, their tradition? Your theme is the command of Allah Ta'ala, then it's not possible that you ever follow their direction. And within them, within their own ranks, there are differences. The Jews face towards the Baytul Muqaddas and the Christians towards the east, whereas both uphold the same book, the Old Testament. Both of them believe in that, but then too their directions of prayer are diverse. So don't be worried about them. If you're going to follow their desires after knowledge has reached you, obviously you will be in the wrong, and the Nabi can't be in the wrong. So it's obviously that you're not going to be turning in their direction. As far as the people of the book, they know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as per the predictions that are contained in their book. They know him like they know their own children. A man doesn't have any doubts about his child. He sees him and he sees him through and through. So he doesn't have any doubt about his own child. So they know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know Islam like they know their own children. But they will conceal the truth knowingly. Ya Rabbi, astaghfirullah.